are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Tuesday, December the 1st. Zaire Smith, we hardly knew ye. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for the listen. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Looking for another big month on downloads and engagement and social media, all that good stuff. But today, we are going to talk about the moves by the Detroit Pistons on Monday, including a waiving and a sports betting partnership. We're also going to talk about 007. And a little bit later on, we're going to open up our Meet a Piston series with someone you know. But Brian's going to go a little bit more in-depth about the upcoming season and what the deal is with one Blake Griffin going forward, the first of the Meet a Piston series. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Give Brian a follow as well, B-Shook12, and give Play_Michigan a follow on Twitter. My day job will make the bosses happy, which is all we want to do, right? Throughout the day, just get people off our back and just live our lives, man. So, the Detroit Pistons, speaking of living their lives, preseason opens a week from Friday. We've got real basketball coming up this month as we are now in December. Unbelievable. I'm excited. I hope you guys are. I'm working through this. I'm working through this offseason. We know that we've had some disagreements, maybe me and some of the listeners. Maybe some of you guys are completely on board. Maybe you guys are horrified at what Troy Weaver and the Pistons did. I don't know. I've worked through this a little bit. I question a lot of what happened in the offseason. Maybe most of the moves, I would say, I questioned. And these weren't the strategies that I would have employed. Now, again, 4 second-round picks, stretching out Dwayne Dedmon and Zaire Smith, the moves that kind of ruined your cap flexibility over these next offseason should be good, okay, going forward after that. Using the cap space to sign Plumlee, the Dedmon thing. Look, I give this offseason so far a D+, and I'm in the positivity comes from the fact that you got Killian Hayes, you got some rookies, and you're letting a guy work. You're letting Troy Weaver work. You're letting him do his thing. You're letting him find his guys and using whatever methods that you are at your disposal to make these things happen. Now, to me, I wouldn't have done those. These feel like moves you make year 3 or 4 of a rebuild. Like, these kind of the kind of moves that Phoenix should be making this offseason by, you know, second-round picks or maybe a first-round pick 3-4 years down the road that's protected pretty heavily. You can maybe part with that if you can move to that next level of contention. But, yeah, there are teams that have stretched money out. Dead money is on caps. Maybe not as much, but it used to be kind of a more normal thing. The Josh Smith wasn't as bizarre of a thing as it was in Detroit and for so long as other places. So, you know, will $3 million plus, $3.8, whatever it is, kill the cap for the next 5 years? No, it will not. And will 4 second-round picks be the reason that this organization sucks in 5 years? No, it will not. I just feel like those moves are indicative that maybe a bigger picture is getting lost, or maybe the wrong tact is taken on this rebuild. Anyway, working through it moving forward, we're going to talk about the 2020 and 21 Detroit Pistons going forward. Yes, we are going to reference these moves as we kind of dissect the season. It's not going away, but there is a very good possibility that we look back on this offseason and think, you know, those small pains, those things that weren't perfect, maybe the approach wasn't what you thought it would be, or the basic rebuild idea in 2020, but the guy in the front office brought in the scouts, has a great eye for talent. I'm just thinking about that job interview where Ed Stefanski and Arn Tellem and Tom Gores bring in Troy Weaver and ask him what they think about his current roster, and he's like, oh, these guys are all trash. And they're like, well, we kind of brought these guys in. We drafted some of these guys. Like, that's weird to me. And I respect that they were able to bring him in and swallow their pride a little bit and say, hey, this is a guy who thinks Bruce Brown and Luke Kennard are basically worthless. We're going to bring him in. The cynic in me says, well, that kind of gives those guys a little bit more cover because now Troy Weaver's on the hook. No one's going to fire Troy Weaver after 1-2 years. So it kind of resets the clock on those guys. But anyway, we'll not deal with that right now. Zaire Smith has been waived. This is official. Deadman was waived the other day. I don't think stretching is something that you like. You make an official comment on. I think it's just something that kind of is reported through sources and journalists out there. And that's what we've heard. What I haven't heard definitively is whether Zaire Smith will be stretched over 3 years or 5 years, because he had the 1 year of guaranteed money. But I think because there was an option going forward that the Pistons also have an option about whether to stretch that to 5 years as opposed to 3 years. Now, we're talking about the difference between $600,000 for 5 years, and the quick math in my head is eluding me, but more money over 3 years as opposed to that. This is a disappointing move. It's a bummer. We were all a little bit excited about Zaire Smith coming in, especially your boy who's been talking about him for a long time. But I suspect that this is a move that's not going to burn the Pistons, because it's just kind of, if the 76ers were so willing to give up on him for nothing, Tony Bradley, if the Pistons were so willing to give up on a small salary for 1 year for nothing, I'm going to believe the scouts and the G League performance from Zaire Smith. And I don't think we're going to see relevant NBA minutes, a long career for Zaire Smith anywhere. I'm just going to cut the front office some slack and say that they know more than some podcaster who watched the draft a couple years ago and everyone was really excited pre-injury, pre-allergy, all the things that have happened to Zaire Smith in a few days. So not going to stress over Zaire Smith, and you guys shouldn't either. Again, hope for the best for him. Hopefully for his sake, things work out as well as possible, but I'm not projecting a long and storied career for Zaire Smith, or else we got bigger problems here in Detroit Pistons land. The other bit of news, the Pistons announced partnerships with FanDuel and DraftKings, and maybe you're sick of me talking about sports betting and online sports betting because it is my day job to cover those things, but the latest news is that today, Tuesday morning, early in Lansing, the Joint Committee of Administrative Rules is meeting, and they are reportedly going to move the online gambling rules along, and it seems like about a 2 to 3 week process of the Michigan Gaming Control Board launching online gambling once the licensing process finishes. So that's a lot of jargon, but long story short, you might be able to bet on sports from your phone using DraftKings, using FanDuel, possibly around Christmas time. Also, a less rosy scenario, maybe early into 2021. So, week 15, Lions. Week 16, Lions. Get fired up there. December 22nd, a certain NBA season begins. It might be right around that time. The Pistons, basically, just like any other advertiser, made a partnership with DraftKings and FanDuel. These are the number one and number two sports betting sites out there. Surely you've heard of them from their daily fantasy ad blitzes that they've had for years and years. You see them on Sundays. You see them while you're watching sports. But now you're going to be, it's going to be thrown in your face. I'm sure there's some of you guys out there that are rolling your eyes already about it. But DraftKings and FanDuel are going to be spending big in the state of Michigan. And part of that is to have partnerships and to have in-arena engagement, TV, radio ads. You'll have a Fox Sports Detroit thing. Maybe they'll the Pick a Piston thing they do on Fox Sports Detroit, maybe that'll be a little bit more sports betting focus, things like that. Look for that. I'm looking forward to George talking about the over-under and the last-minute backdoor covers. Should be fun to adjust to that new world. We're all going to adjust to that new world. And part of that, like I said, DraftKings and FanDuel signing an official betting partnership with the Detroit Pistons. So expect to see plenty about that. DraftKings has a contest out there where I don't know the details on how to enter, but you can be a Piston for a day, get a contract signed, get the front office holding up the jersey, personalized jersey, tour the locker room, tour the new center area facility, the headquarters there, go shoot around on that court for an hour with some of your buddies. So that sounds like a fun contest. We'll pass along information on that. FanDuel, of course, Motor City Casino is tied in with FanDuel. They got the FanDuel Sportsbook at Motor City Casino. So they'll have live activations there before and after the game type of stuff. You'll see plenty of stuff in the arena. Hey, go to Motor City Casino after the game. They did the viewing parties there through the Pistons, official team stuff. That will continue for select road games as well. I went to a couple of those. A lot of fun, free food, and very cheap beer as well. So I can't recommend those highly enough. So check that out. We'll have details about those. Maybe we could do a little podcast meetup, you know, kind of a controlled environment. Hopefully when someday we can get together in controlled environments indoors. But that's all I pretty much have to say about that. Give me your feedback. Let me know what you think. The Red Wings and Lions announced their partnerships earlier with BetMGM, of course, tied with MGM Grand Detroit in downtown. And also the Tigers were a really interesting one because they were the first MLB team to announce a sports betting partnership. That was with PointsBet, a company you may or may not have heard of, probably not. And they are an Australian company that's going to be coming in as one of the 15 sports betting operators that will eventually launch here in the state of Michigan. And PointsBet, betting big in the state of Michigan, they're going to be first place where you can play online casino, not just the sports betting, but you can play slot machines, blackjack, all that good stuff from your phone as well. Online poker also coming in where you can play with real money through things like Party Poker and Poker Stars. But anyway, if you want to know more about this stuff, I could talk and talk and talk about it as you are catching on. So reach out to me and maybe I can give you a little private one-on-one about it just because, I don't know, maybe we'll talk more as time goes on, but we got more important things to talk about. And that is one Vinny Johnson as Brother Brian continuing the Bonafide Legends series with Microwave. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, I got to tell you guys about Built Go. I've been telling you about it, but this is the solution to breaking through your wall. I don't just talk about Built Go and Built Bar and all that stuff. I made two separate orders these past few days. Maybe it was a post-tennis haze where the Cyber Monday email got me at the right time. But what is your wall? I'm going to tell you how to break through it, and that's Built Go. Makes you the best you at whatever you do. Break through that damn wall. Whether it's your mental or physical wall, break through it with Go every day. They're easy to take around, 1.5-ounce packages. These are workout gels that taste great. You put it in your briefcase for the most focused presentation ever. You put it in the car when you got the late-night driving that your boy Matt does sometimes. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling, plus it's natural, so it's better for the body. Three delicious flavors. They're all good. I have a tough time choosing my flavor because I like them all, and it makes me sad that I can't have the two that I didn't have, because that's just how sad of a guy I am sometimes. It's been a tough year for your boy, 2020. Peanut butter, honey, chocolate, coconut, chocolate mint. How does Built Go work so well? Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein. Collagen protein is fast absorbing, so it gets into my system fast, plus it's easy on the stomach. Built Go is loaded with good stuff to ignite my work. The beta-alanine, the B3, the honey, and a kick of caffeine as well. The collagen protein, that promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. This stuff literally makes you look better. Visit BuiltGo.com and use promo code LOCKED, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Let's go.
Yes, sir!
Hey, your boy Matt and brother Brian are looking for charitable endeavors to take on as part of the Locked On Pistons podcast. So if you know of groups out there who are helping particularly youth, particularly athletic-related, maybe some youth basketball teams that might need some help, things like that, or we might just go kind of old school and do the food bank because we know that these are tough times for a lot of folks out there, in particular these times that we're talking about. We want to help out some Metro Detroit families, some Metro Detroit stuff like that. So we're just kind of brainstorming a little bit for the next week or so, but if any listeners out there know of groups that might need, especially ones that would really benefit from a smaller contribution that we might be able to put together, or if there's particular drives out there of stuff that we can try to gather up, just let me know. Reach out to me, Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com, or Twitter, all the places that you know how to get a hold of me. So we're looking for ideas on ways to do some good things and to raise a little money and make a difference in our own small way here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. So reach out to us for that. And without further ado, Bonafide Legends, the Microwave.
This former Piston went from a junior college standout to an All-American, to having his number retired by the Pistons, and hit what is probably the most famous shot in Piston history, which cemented him as a Piston Bonafide Legend.
007 is here, sir.
Johnson, Vinny Johnson, is from Brooklyn, New York. He went to McLennan Community College in Waco, Texas, where he was an immediate standout in the National Junior College Athletic Association, and in 2 years averaged over 29 points and was named to the NJCAA All-American team. After his 2 years at McLennan, Johnson stayed in Waco and transferred to Baylor, where he continued torching college defenses. He averaged over 24 points and was named to the 1979 All-American second team before being drafted 7th overall by the Seattle Supersonics in the 1979 draft. In a little over 2 seasons with Seattle, his career failed to get much traction, but showed an ability to hit outside jumpers at an above-average clip, which caught the eye of new Detroit general manager Jack McCloskey. Just a few weeks into the 81-82 season, the Pistons sent young promising forward Greg Kelser to Seattle for the 25-year-old sharpshooter. Once in Detroit, he found himself fighting for the backcourt starting spot alongside Isaiah Thomas. As the Pistons tried a plethora of lineups over the years, Johnson's role as third guard and first off the bench was cemented when Detroit drafted Joe Dumars in 1985. Now, with the three-headed monster of guards set in Detroit, it was the backcourt of Thomas, Dumars, and Vinny that would shoulder the bulk of the scoring for those great Detroit Piston teams. In his best years with Detroit, Vinny was scoring up to 16 points per game, primarily coming off the bench, and earning the nickname the Microwave from Celtic rival Danny Ainge for his ability to come off the bench and heat up in a short amount of time, pouring in points right away. But Isaiah Thomas explains another nickname that his teammates knew him by in Bad Boys, the official video yearbook.
Every time he would go up to shoot, you know, he shoots and make and say, ee-hoo, and he run back down the court. So first we was calling him ee-hoo, and then it went from ee-hoo to the who. And we would just say, hoo-em, hoo. And when he would hoo-em, we would say, ee-hoo.
Oh, Isaiah. A key member of the first Bad Boys championship team in 1989, it was the second championship that Vinny would have his fingerprints all over. In Game 5 of the Finals, with the Pistons up 3-1, the game against the Trailblazers was tied, and the Pistons had the ball with about 15 seconds left, and Vinny Johnson was about to become a bona fide legend.
Now, everyone's on the baseline, so they're in a 1-4 set. That way, if Thomas beats his man, someone will have to pick him up. There's the pick out. Vinny Johnson with 1 second to go. His shot is good! With 7/10 of a second, timeout, Portland.
And with that shot, Vinny helped bring a second straight world championship to Detroit. Vinny would play one more year in Detroit before signing with the San Antonio Spurs for his last year in the league. The Pistons would quickly retire his number 15 in 1994, just 2 years after he hung up the sneakers. After he retired, he was a color commentator for Pistons radio coverage until 2001, and more notably, in 1995 started Piston Automotive, an auto supplier for some of the biggest companies in the world, including Ford and General Motors. VJ still serves as the group's chairman and CEO, and has also served on the boards of JL Modules LLC and PASA Modules LLC. It is reported that while he made less than $10 million as a professional basketball player in his career, his post-career earnings have helped him amass a fortune around $400 million. But because he was a huge part of one of the best backcourts in NBA history, has his number hanging in Little Caesars Arena, and hit the biggest shot in Detroit Piston history, he is a Pistons bona fide legend.
15 points in the fourth quarter for Vinny Johnson, who could not find the range at all until the final period. Well, that was a beautiful extension, shooting up over the top of Kersey. Look at the reaction by Chuck. Now remember, you have 7 seconds to go here.
7/10.
7/10 of a second. And we have Portland with 2 timeouts. Detroit must be careful. They're not playing the guy out of bounds. They're not going to allow a long pass.
7/10 of a second.
There's the shot. And the game's over. And the Pistons have won the world championship. Back to back. They're going wild at the Palace. Because they are watching one of the great teams of recent years in the NBA, Hubie Brown, with their guttiness.
Love that VJ piece. How about Brother Brian with the production value? Guy is making it happen on the Audacity. But if you want to get basketball smart, it starts with listening to Hollinger and Duncan podcast, Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, NBA analytics pioneer and front office insider John Hollinger joins Dunked On podcast host Nate Duncan to bring you scouting reports, game breakdowns, and salary cap analysis. Subscribe to Hollinger and Duncan today wherever you get your podcast. Now it's time to meet a Piston.
With the whirling dervish that is Troy Weaver and this almost totally remade Detroit Pistons roster, we have decided to take a look at the players old and new that are on it and give a brief synopsis on who they are and where they came from. So today, let's look at Blake Griffin, a 31-year-old, 6'9", 250-pound forward. Blake grew up in Oklahoma City and went to the University of Oklahoma, where he was a star to the magnitude that his sophomore year he won all of the National Player of the Year awards and was the number one selection in the 2009 NBA draft by the LA Clippers. Because of an injury, he sat out the entire next year and wasn't a rookie until the 2010-2011 season, and won the Rookie of the Year award. In the 8 seasons he played in Los Angeles, he averaged over 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists per game, while often battling injuries. He was traded to Detroit in January of 2018, along with Willie Reed and Bryce Johnson for Avery Bradley, Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, and a pair of draft picks. Ever since landing in Detroit, he has been the best player and focal point, sometimes to a fault, of the offense. He has averaged over 22 points, almost 7 boards, and over 5 assists per game. 2 years ago, he had one of his best statistical seasons of his career, averaging over 24 points, before an injury had him miss games near the end of the year before fighting his way back to be a part of the playoff series against the Bucks that year. Last year was mostly lost to injury, as he only appeared in 18 games. Injuries have played a bigger role in Blake's very accomplished NBA career than a lot of stars have to battle, and because of them and age, he doesn't possess some of the jaw-dropping athleticism he entered the league with. But he is still a star and the best offensive option that the Pistons have by quite a margin. It's pretty simple. If the 6-time All-Star has an in-the-MVP discussion type year he had 2 years ago, the Pistons are vying for a playoff spot. If the former slam dunk champion isn't performing like that or is injured for much of the year, they are a lottery-bound team. Blake will make over $36 million this year and has a player option for almost $40 million next year that you would think is a no-brainer that he would exercise, although the recent decision by Gordon Hayward not to exercise his large player option for more years at a slightly lesser amount, there is a world that Blake could decline it to get out of Detroit and to a more desirable location. Blake, because of his contract, is often the subject of trade rumors and is given the chance in many media interactions to speak badly about the city or the organization, and he has always taken the high road and, if not effusively, has said nice things about the city. He has obvious post-career aspirations in the entertainment industry, so one would think he would want to head back out to the West Coast to help those dreams along, but it doesn't have to happen during his playing career. As long as he is healthy, the 2-time defending Blake of the Year will be a starting forward and be the primary scoring option for this team. He is the alpha dog, and Dwayne Casey will make sure he eats. Thanks for listening, and look for our next Meet a Piston when we will look at Derrick Rose.
The Meet a Piston series from Brother Brian that we're going to work through this training camp. Now, of course, there'll be Pistons that you know a little bit less than Blake Griffin, and we're looking forward to meeting those guys in addition to re-meeting the Derrick Roses of the world that we'll talk about on that next edition of Locked On Pistons. But that wraps up this edition of your favorite podcast, Locked On Pistons. I'm your host, Matt Shook. He is Brother Brian, doing a lot of the work in the trenches. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On NBA. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.